From the Independent Times newsroom, this is an audio edition of our latest report. The time has come for independent voters to restore precision to politics, published on March 3rd, 2026. Narrated for you to take the news on the go. In the quiet village of Le Solia, in the heart of Switzerland's Vallée du Joux, lives Philippe Dufour, widely regarded as the world's greatest living watchmaker. The photograph below captures him at his bench, meticulously crafting a gear entirely by hand in his modest atelier. After years working for major luxury brands such as Jaeger LeCoultre, Audemars Piguet, and Gérald Jantin, Dufour walked away. The Swiss watch industry had begun to change, shifting heavily toward Madison Avenue-style marketing and large-scale industrial production. He refused to take part in that shift or let it erode the soul of watchmaking with its precision, hand finishing, and artistry that had always defined the craft. In 1978, he founded his own independent manufacturer, vowing never again to create watches under someone else's name. Dufour produces only a handful of watches each year, sometimes as few as 8 to 15, all crafted personally or with the smallest possible team. His iconic Simplicity model, launched in 2000, was initially planned for just 100 pieces. Demand eventually led to around 200, still an astonishingly limited run in an industry now dominated by volume. Dufour has always believed that the soul of a watch lives in its internal mechanism, hand-finished to obsessive standards. He proved that if the mechanism fails, no amount of marketing or hype can make the watch keep accurate time. Our political system suffers from the same affliction. We have lost the soul of governance, the mechanism meant to debate fiercely and deliberate honestly, but ultimately to deliver results for citizens. Instead, the two-party duopoly prioritizes flashy campaigns, partisan point scoring, and mass-produced messaging over effective, principled governance, leaving voters to choose between prepackaged party brands while simply hoping for the best. But now times have changed, and the largest voting bloc in America is independent voters. At roughly 45% of the electorate, they hold the power to influence and reshape the political system. Like Philippe Dufour leaving the big brands to build something more accurate and finer in his own atelier, those who value substance and progress over partisan brand loyalty can step forward and deliver finer precision to our government. Rather than serving merely as swing voters who produce short-term electoral shifts with limited lasting impact, independent voters are uniquely positioned to support bipartisan-minded candidates, advocate for proven electoral reforms, and contribute to organized efforts aimed at addressing the structural flaws in the current system. By prioritizing structural improvements over partisan victories, independents can help shift American politics from gridlock toward greater precision, accountability, and results. Like Philippe Dufour quietly working in his small atelier to restore precision to watchmaking, a handful of dedicated organizations are meticulously working behind the scenes to restore precision to American politics. The primary system remains the most critical gatekeeper in our democracy. In 2024, 22 states held closed presidential primaries or caucuses, denying over 27 million voters not registered with a major party the right to participate in this decisive first step. A 2024 report from the Unite America Institute highlights how their exclusion distorts the candidate selection process. Since only registered party members can vote and primary turnout is often as low as 10 to 20%, the nominees who emerge tend to reflect the preferences of the most ideological and engaged partisans rather than the broader electorate. The report explains that this exclusion creates general election candidates who are more focused on satisfying their party's base than on appealing to the pragmatic majority. It is a structural factor that deepens polarization and reduces the likelihood of bipartisan solutions. Research by political scientist Kristen Gross finds that legislators elected under closed primaries tend to be more ideologically extreme than those elected in open primary systems. The study shows that when independents and moderates from the other party participate, candidates face pressure to appeal to a broader electorate rather than just their partisan base, leading to more moderate nominees and reduced polarization. Open primaries and ranked choice voting offer practical, proven ways to change that dynamic. Open primaries allow all voters, including independents, to participate in choosing general election candidates. Ranked choice voting rewards candidates who build broader coalitions rather than appealing only to their base. Together, these reforms reduce polarization, encourage elected officials to appeal to the majority rather than the extremes, and create stronger incentives for bipartisan problem solving. Quietly and methodically, organizations such as Unite America, the Independent Voter Project, Fair Vote, and Open Primaries are advancing election reforms nationwide through ballot initiatives, legislation, legal challenges, and voter education. Their work is not flashy, but it is essential for open and fair elections. Independent voters, now the nation's largest voting bloc, are uniquely positioned to support and amplify these efforts. By focusing on structural improvements rather than partisan victories, they can help move American politics from deadlock toward greater precision, accountability, and results. The gears of reform are already turning. The question is, how much momentum the independent majority will add. Thanks for listening. For more news built for independence, head to independenttimes.news and follow us on social media at IndTimesNews. Your voice matters.